Welcome to Local Matters, the radio show about all things affecting Central Kentucky with Alan Stein and Skip Elliott. Brought to you by Citizens Commerce. Switch one time for a lifetime.
Welcome to Local Matters, a presentation of LM Communications. Brought to you by Citizens Commerce Bank. Switch one time for a lifetime. I'm Skip Elliott with co-host Alan Stein. And today we're happy to have a big group of people. We got Sheila Kenny, Director of Marketing and Communication for the Lexington Center. Luann Franklin, Director of Performing Arts for the Lexington Center. And David Farrar, who is the Director of Booking for Oakview Group Facilities at Rupp Arena. Good afternoon, everyone. How are we?
Very well.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Thank you all for being here. We should note that David is joining us by telephone, so he will sound slightly different than the rest of us. But thank you all for being here. We're really excited. This is an important part of this series about quality of life in spring and summertime here in Lexington. And, of course, the downtown core is anchored by Rupp Arena, the Opera House, et cetera, our convention center. So we wanted to hear from those of you who are expert in that. What's going on? How does it work? Before we do that, if each of the three of you could kind of tell us what it is that you do within that context. Sheila, you first?
Sure, I'll start off. I am the marketing director for the Lexington Center, and my job is primarily to help promote events that are happening at Lexington Center venues that are comprised by Rupp Arena, the Opera House, and the Lexington Convention Center.
Terrific. Luann?
Yes, I am Luann Franklin, and I am the Director of Performing Arts, which means that I program and book the Opera House for all of our events, and we're really excited to have a real busy summer coming up.
Great. And David, you're new to the city.
I am the new kid on the block here.
You
are? The Director of Booking for Oakview Group Facilities, housed out of Rupp Arena. And my primary job here is to book more content in the arena itself. And then I assist some of our other buildings across the country in booking as well.
You know, you've done a great job these past couple of months. There's been some great concerts come through.
We've got a good lineup. I'm just trying to pick up where Carl and Bill and his team have left off. And you know, we're all working together to bring as much as we can to town.
David, this may be something new to many of our listeners out there. Tell us a little bit about what Oakview is and how that works within the context. You mentioned Carl Hall and Bill Owen, whom we have known and followed for decades. So how are things a little different now?
Well, our company, Oakview Group, is headed by Tim Lewicki, Irving Azoff, and Peter Luco. There's a couple breakoffs of what we do with a sales and marketing piece. There's a booking piece, which is my focus here, and that's just to help bring content to the building. We spend our days working with agents and managers to make a pitch of why Rupp Arena and Lexington should be on their routing and why X want to play here. So that's kind of our main goal with this one. We also have a facilities piece that is getting into the operations of some university facilities on the East Coast and chasing accounts on that side of things.
So is that a new relationship that we have here in Lexington?
It's a new one here, yes.
You know, just as an aside, Peter Luco and I are friends. We're in the minor league baseball business together for many years.
Gotcha.
Alan, you know everybody.
Well,
Peter's a great guy. Peter's son, I was in Reading, Pennsylvania before this, and Peter's son played for our minor league hockey team. So,
yeah, Peter is a very good guy. So let's move forward. What do we have coming up? What are you really excited about, each of you?
Well, I'll start off. This weekend we have Corteo.
Mm-hmm.
The Cirque du Soleil extravagant
performance. I'm very interested in watching to see
it's,
that.
It's going to be a very, very exciting show. I think there were 27 trucks.
Wow.
Did I have that right, David?
That
loaded in. It's going to be just a spectacular event happening at the arena this weekend, Friday through Sunday.
And through the summer. Other things that you're involved in, Sheila?
Well, let's see, just coming up in the very near future. Well, I guess, do you want to start off? Is May the summer? Can we count May as
Absolutely.
Summer?
Absolutely.
Well, we counted April as winter again.
But. Well, first off, and David, I'm going to pass this off to you very quickly, but Foo Fighters is coming back, or actually they rescheduled their tour.
Yeah, that family emergency.
Right, Dave was sick or something?
There was a family emergency. Yeah. We don't have the specifics on that, but the important thing is they rescheduled. They're back coming on Tuesday, May 1st. They're in the arena. There are still lots of great seats available, it really has sold really well, and we're looking forward to a really
exciting
night.
Yeah, that was a real
night.
Disappointment because it happened at the very end. And it seemed like there had been a big lead up to the Foo Fighters coming anyway, so we get to do it all over again. The Foo Fighters been coming for a long time.
Well, they are coming next week, so
good deal.
Kicking off May 1st. And then right after that, we have on May 8th, Five Finger Death Punch and Shinedown. Totally different kind of act.
Very different. But, I have to assume very different.
Yeah, I thought you had their CDs.
No. I have to say, I'm not familiar much with that genre. But
I think some of the people from Five Finger Death Punch are from Lexington.
That is correct. There's a band member who has some family that lives here, and I'm blanking on his name right now.
Very cool.
Yeah, but he's going to be doing kind of like a takeover on our social media page for RUP on the day of the concert.
Fascinating stuff. I guess it does show the depth and variety of all the sorts of kinds of events and shows that we do here. Lou Anne, let's lead into you a little bit, because what you do is a little different than what we just heard.
Absolutely. Well, the Opera House functions in so many different ways. It obviously is our home for our Broadway Live series, and we're very excited about that. The sister series, Variety Live. And then we're home to so many of our local arts organizations, and we do a lot of concerts. Other promoters bring concerts to the Opera House as well. So we're really excited. We've got several things coming up on the concert end, starting in June. On June 11th, Trombone Shorty will be back. And, he was here several times.
Yeah,
and he's an amazing artist.
Yeah,
does funk, rock, jazz, a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Topped the Billboard charts for, I think it was 12 weeks in a row. So he'll be here in June. And then a little later in June on the 26th, Melissa Etheridge will be in the Opera House. So
that's part of the Troubadour concert series.
Both of those are part of Troubadour. Michael Jonathan does a great job, mm-hmm. and we are always pleased to work with him and his crew. And so those are two summer events at the Opera House that we're really looking forward to.
Well, there are theater events, too. Coming up, we've
yes.
got Music Man and a Chorus Line.
That's right. The Lexington Theater Company, a new organization here in Lexington, pairs Broadway hopefuls with Broadway veterans, bringing professional Broadway right here, produced right here for the Opera House. That is relatively new to our community. This year, they are offering two productions, starting with Music Man in July. That's July 12th through the 15th. They do five performances. And you'll see some local talent, but you're going to see veterans from Broadway in that production as well. And then they follow with their second production, August 2 through 5, with a Chorus Line, an iconic Broadway show that everyone looks forward to, mm-hmm. recognizes the music in both those productions. So we're happy to be home for the Lexington Theater Company and their new season.
This is the third season, I think?
This is their fourth season.
Fourth season,
believe
wow.
it or not.
And their leadership are some really spectacular young people. Do you know them?
I do. I'm very proud that my daughter, Lindy Franklin Smith, and her husband, Jeremy Smith, who, they tread the New York boards for many years in the city, and both on the business side and on the artistic side, they came home to give it back. And I'm very, very proud of their efforts, and thank you for recognizing that, Alan.
Well, it's interesting because that's a local flavor into what we're doing with the Opera House. Can you visit with us just a second about the origin of the Opera House and why local really matters?
Absolutely. Happy to do so. The Opera House, we call her the crown jewel of downtown. Built in 1886, was a formidable theater back in its day around the turn of the century, became a vaudeville house, and then became a movie house, and then became a B-rated, not-so-great movie house, and was actually scheduled to be destroyed when RUP Arena was being conceived in the early 70s. And a wonderful group of philanthropists in our city, led by Linda and George Carey and W.T. Young Sr., Jim Host, and many others, formed an organization to buy the Opera House and make it a part of Lexington Center. And a part of their vision was not just to revitalize the venue, but to make sure that it would be utilized. So they wanted to bring touring Broadway back to Lexington. They wanted to make it affordable for our local arts organizations to be able to put on their productions there. And they wanted it to be available to for major use in the city. And I have to say, and I'm very proud always, to say that we are utilized almost every weekend and many weekdays throughout the year. We're super busy. We have, of course, a small capacity compared to the arena, but we keep hopping over there. So thanks to the Opera House Fund and their vision to make sure that they subsidize those local arts organizations.
Yeah, can you talk just a little bit about that? Because it's amazing how many local organizations are able to use that incredible professional space.
That's right. All of our local arts organizations that are not-for-profits can apply for that subsidy. The Opera House Fund reviews those applications, and they make ready to them a capped amount annually. Over the past 40 years, that's over $11 million
wow.
that they have supported just the local arts groups.
Right.
They support Broadway Live and Variety Live against loss, and so it's a major factor for the business model for the Opera House.
It's a wonderful... You know, it's a wonderful thing that we have such great people in Lexington who want to provide these things for the quality of life of our citizens.
That's right. And, you know, we mentioned the Lexington Theater, but the Children's Theater, the Philharmonic, mm-hmm. the ballet companies, the School for Creative and Performing Arts.
Yeah, the high school productions.
That's
that
right.
Are there.
And it's wonderful to give them a professional experience with, you know, amazing, beautiful venue to perform in. So, it really is unique and very special to Lexington.
Well, and it's very intimate. You know, for those of us who have been fortunate enough to travel the world and see other similar venues, our Opera House is second to none in terms of intimacy. The acoustics are as good as it gets. It's a fabulous facility. And for those of our listeners who haven't had the opportunity to be there, I really encourage you to try to check it out. We've all been to Rupp Arena for whatever things might be happening there. Dave, could you kind of give us an idea of what you're working on?
Yeah, like Sheila said, we got a busy week coming up with Cirque du Soleil, and then obviously Foo Fighters are coming back to town next week. Heads right into Five Finger Death Punch, followed by Festival of Parades the next day. And then May 12th, we've got Monster Jam coming back to town, followed up in June by Soul to Soul with Faith Hill and Tim McGraw, which will be a great show. And then we take a little bit of the summer off and come back in the fall with Justin Timberlake, which is selling very well, September 19th. September 22nd, we have Bad Bunny, which is a Hispanic artist that we're going to give a try and see how he does.
Sales
are really good so far, but that's going to be a new adventure for us here, which will be good.
Have those tickets gone on sale yet?
They have gone on sale. They went on sale a couple weeks ago.
And they're doing okay?
Doing well.
Yeah. Good. That's great to hear.
David, tell everybody a little bit more about what you know about Bad Bunny and how he's exploding across the country.
Let me put on my marketing hat for a second. And Bad Bunny is a Latin trap artist, which is basically rap or hip-hop for the English-speaking. And he went from being able to sell tickets in a club to having a huge YouTube and Facebook following, and now has been selling between 8,000 and 10,000 seats pretty much anywhere he goes.
Wow.
He's up for a couple Latin billboards tonight, actually, and so hopefully he can win one or two of those and give us something to talk
about.
Well,
then we'll be rooting for him.
Yeah,
he's Bad Bunny.
Right.
Get your Bad Bunny t-shirts right now. Yeah.
Yeah, we're all big Bad Bunny fans right now. So hopefully that does well. And then later in the fall, we get into some country with Thomas Rhett in October and Chris Stapleton, which is pretty much already sold out at the end of October.
Now, Sheila, how has this this partnership with the Oakview Group helped Rupp Arena getting bigger and better shows?
Well, just that,
yeah.
Using the clout of the organization has really helped keep Rupp Arena, you know, front and center in the minds of promoters when they're they're booking their tours. Mm-hmm. So it's a really good partnership. Yeah. It's very exciting.
This is Local Matters, a presentation of LM Communications, brought to you by Citizens Commerce Bank. Switch one time for a lifetime, talking about Lexington, what's going on this spring and summer, with Sheila Kenny, Director of Marketing and Communication for the Lexington Center, Luann Franklin, Director of Performing Arts for the Lexington Center, and David Farrar, the booker, for lack of a better word.
The bookie guy.
Yeah, the booker of the One View Group facilities for Rupp Arena.
Well, let's talk a little bit more, Dave, about how far you look down the road. How does your group identify the kinds of acts that would be successful here in Lexington? And let me take that question a little further. How do the demographics here drive who you're looking at?
Sure. I mean, a lot of it we've taken a look with Carl Hall and Sheila and looked at past sales and what shows have done well and what maybe has not done well and why. Obviously, Lexington is an A-plus market for country music. This year we've had a ton of country with Alan Jackson, I think, pretty much sold out. And we just had Miranda Lambert, which was the highest paid ticket number on her tour this year. So country's doing great. So obviously, you know, we're looking at country shows all the way into 2020 as potential shows. It's really dictated by the artist how far out you're going to look. There's a lot of artists that are looking into next year. We got a big announcement coming up in May for a show that's not happening until next spring. But the artists that are on fire are starting to announce farther and farther out. So really just look at what the market has done and what we think it can do and go from there.
So we can break some news here. Who is that that's coming?
No, we're not gonna break that far.
Now you can't break him. You cannot break this man.
But we're going to find out very soon.
We'll find out in a couple of weeks, that's for sure.
We'll look forward to that. Well, speaking about looking ahead, Luann, what about the Broadway Live series coming up?
Well, I was going to interject earlier that while Corteo is happening in the arena this weekend, we are hosting the final performance on our Broadway series, which is Motown, the musical, mm-hmm. this weekend. Sold so well. We really just have a few seats left for the two Sunday performances, but that's the story, you know, of Berry Gordy. And we all love Motown. Everybody can sing along to Motown. So it's a wonderful show. We're looking forward to that. And then we will be announcing our new season of Broadway Live on May 22nd, a very special event at the Opera House that has grown over the years. And we will unveil our five new titles for the Broadway series on that night. It's a big production. It's really fun.
Oh, it's a fun event just to come to that.
It is.
It really is.
Tickets are available by calling our box office, but they're free. Yep. You have to have a reserved seat because they will be gone.
Mm, right.
They are available to the general public starting May 7th, and you can call our box office to get those, and we'll have a real fun night and unveil those five new titles for Broadway, plus some very special variety live shows coming next season, too. So, again, we are completely booked for 18-19 for our Broadway series and starting to look at 19-20.
What is your philosophy in what you're looking at?
Sure. For Broadway, we always look to, first of all, find a family show. It's important to us that we introduce Broadway to the younger generation and get those young people and young families in the theater. So we look for a family show. We always look for a classic title. And then it's very, very important to us to bring the latest from Broadway, the newest shows that have not been to the Opera House. After all, the Broadway series is over 40 years old.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we've seen a lot of Broadway titles, and we've seen some repeats. Not that those aren't wonderful, and a lot of them are revivals, so it's a new take on an old title. But that's kind of the component that we look for. And we also try to reach those niche demographics within our community so that everybody can find something that they like at the Opera House.
How long does it usually take for a hit Broadway show to make it to this level?
Okay, sure. Typically, a Broadway show will go out on a first-run tour the following year after it's premiered on Broadway, and it will hit just those primary markets like Chicago, L.A., you know, Dallas, those big, big markets. And sometimes, depending on the vitality of that show, mm-hmm. they will stay in those primary markets for a number of years. Shows like Hamilton, of course,
yeah.
and
Wicked.
Yeah. They're going to stay in those primary markets, and they're not going to mount those shows or license them to be produced for smaller venues for a year, at least a year. Then the secondary market, and believe it or not, we are climbing into that arena as not just a tertiary market, but a secondary market for Broadway. That's because of the strength of our five-show weekend that we've been able to build. And just recently having had Jersey Boys for six performances,
right.
We got a lot of calls. And I'll have to tell you, they're taking a second look at Lexington. So I'm very proud of that.
That's great. What will that translate into? Newer shows? Bigger shows?
Just us getting some titles sooner.
Yeah.
And we have a real important announcement coming up as well on that.
She's not going to tell us either.
I can't. It's all part of it. But it's along those lines. So stay tuned on May 22nd when we announce the Broadway shows, because we have a very exciting event happening in September.
Okay.
A little bit off the script, though. Isn't Lexington Center going to go through kind of a renovation over the next couple of years?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
How is that going to affect what's going on?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. We're not going to be closing at any time.
Well,
the convention center is going to be renovated and expanded.
Right.
And that is going to probably, we don't have a specific date when that's starting, but it's looking like it's going to be later in the summer. The phase one of the construction will begin probably in late July and August. Do not quote me on that, but because it's very fluid right now.
Mm-hmm.
The bid process is going on right now. That phase one will entail the construction of a new exhibit hall in the back parking lot, in back of Rupp Arena.
So the construction will be coming toward the current facility, the building where it is now.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. But the convention center will not shut down anytime during the construction, nor will Rupp Arena or the Opera House. So we're just going to be working around it.
And David, that you have no issues with that, right? We're just moving right along.
We're just moving along. Take it as it comes.
I want to jump back just for a second because I remember the name of Five Finger Death Punch guy. I just, for the record, it is Chris Kale, and he's the bassist. And
okay.
He has family here, and we're going to be doing some fun things when the band comes into town on our social media.
So, now, that's another thing. Does social media help you guys out with what you're doing?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, we use it all the time, try to do really creative things with it, and it's just a fantastic medium.
40th anniversary of RUP, didn't you guys do something for that?
We did.
Yeah.
We've done a lot with social media, and I just have to tip my hat to Sheila and her whole team, because they have been an amazing addition to Lexington Center. That we didn't have an in-house marketing team when I first came to Lexington Center. I'm not going to say how many years ago, but she joined our forces, and that department has grown, and my hat's off to them always, because they juggle a lot of events.
And I just found out why Tom Martin does most of the tags on the stuff. You're his wife.
Yeah.
Well, that's true, but he gives us very favorable rates.
Yes, he does. I used to be in a situation like that as well, so I like Tom. Tom's a good person.
He is.
That's going to wrap it up for us. We really appreciate you guys coming by. That wraps up this week's Local Matters, brought to you by Citizens Commerce Bank. Switch one time for a lifetime. Join us next time on Local Matters.
You've been listening to Local Matters, the radio show about all things affecting Central Kentucky, brought to you by Citizens Commerce. Switch one time for a lifetime. The views expressed in this podcast are not necessarily the views of LM Communications Broadcast Media Group affiliates or sponsors.